Greetings, and may the peace of Christ be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the saintly sinners, or should that be sinful saints? Anyway, of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome one and all to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for Sunday, July 5th, the 14th Sunday of Ordinary Time. As always, let us begin with prayer. Merciful God, in this moment of stillness, wash us clean of our presumptions. Receive us as your weary children, and then by the power of your Spirit, bless us with a word that revives, for we pray in the name of Jesus, your living word. Amen. Now, a note before I turn to our scripture lessons. I have expanded upon the chosen lectionary readings for today. In the first Romans, I'm beginning a couple of verses ahead and extending a little bit at the end. For the gospel, I've included verses that have been omitted. The lectionary makers mean well, but I think y'all can handle the whole passages. But I will say, the sentences in the first reading, the epistle, those not included in the lectionary reading refer to slavery to God and to sin. So remember, though slavery was a common practice in the ancient world, it was nowhere near the horrific and inhumane enslavement that was practiced in this country. And so to our first reading from Paul's letter to the Roman church. A scholar, Walter Taylor, notes, when most Americans hear the word sin, they think of individual acts of sinning. While Paul can use the word that way, his basic understanding of sin is that it is a power, sin with a capital S. Does that sin with a capital S absolve people of responsibility? Not at all, says Paul. But it does perhaps help us understand why sin is so hard to extricate ourselves from. Reading from Romans chapter 7, verses 13 through 25. Listen for God's word. Did what is good then bring death to me? By no means. It was sin working death in me through what is good in order that sin might be shown to be sin and through the commandment might become sinful beyond measure. For we know that the law is spiritual. But I am of the flesh, sold into slavery under sin. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good, but in fact, it is no longer I that do it, but the sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but the sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self, but I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with my mind, I am a slave to the law of God, but with my flesh, I am a slave to the law of sin. So ends the reading. Now, our second reading from Matthew's gospel opens with a parable in which we see some of the children as John and Jesus. The people of Israel ignore their message, whether it be soberly and mournfully told, as by John, like at a funeral, or told with joy by Jesus, like at a wedding. Then Jesus pronounces some woes upon people in some towns who have ignored his message and offers a prayer for those who have understood. And finally, Jesus invites the downtrodden to accept his rest. Now, rabbis of that time spoke of the yoke of the law with this many regulations, but Jesus says his yoke is easy to bear. Reading from Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 16 through 30, listen again for God's word to us today. Jesus said, "But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." Then Jesus began to reproach the cities in which most of his deeds of power had been done because they did not repent. "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For the deeds of power done in you, for if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? No, you will be brought down to Hades. For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that on the day of judgment, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom than for you." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.